Yeah, look, they're super loaded. They've done a really good job with recruiting, with Woodside coming in, and Mitchell. So, and they got Penny and Webster and Vicarina and Abercrombie. You know, they're very talented.
How much did the last 5-6 minutes of the last game sort of change how you went about this week? Like, what would have been the alternative?
I don't know. You guessed about that. But look, we've started playing some good basketball. It's going to take a little while for us to click with so many new faces on there, and it was great to see in a pressure situation that we clicked in overtime. You know, our defense has been pretty strong, and it's going to be that way. But offensively, we started to hit people in the right spot, and hopefully, we can carry that on.
Has the mood sort of lifted? Did they get a bit of relief out of that?
It's a belief and trust. You know, it's anything with a new team. If you got the trust in your teammate and know that they've got your back, you know, you got that extra little bit of bounce, and having 13 odd thousand cheering you helps too. Yeah, we probably rolled the dice with him. The third quarter he had 4 fouls. It was like, well, do we play it or not? And we really needed him at that stage. So I was happy for him to have a great last quarter and really get us over the line, and that shot was fantastic. A lot of people want to take that shot, but few can make it. Yeah, it would certainly give him an extra boost in his step. You can see him at practice. He's jumping up and down, and teammates trust him. And, you know, the good thing about it, the play before, it was a turnover, and our team trusted him enough to give him the ball again the next play down the court. And that's that doesn't happen too often on teams.
People forget how long it takes some of your boys to just get used to the league.
Yeah, well, I remember Beal came back in. He was 0-9, 3-point line from the first 3 games. You know, it just takes a little bit of time with the officiating, the style of play, and with new teammates. So it's, it takes, there's time for that. So hopefully that's passed and we're moving on. Yeah, it's just the rivalry between New Zealand. You know, all those championships, I think, was the last 7 championships of both teams. And it doesn't matter where we are, we always have a cracker of a game. And you got some great players on both sides that really put it out there. So I don't expect anything different tomorrow night.
There's a lot of boys who probably don't know a whole lot about that rivalry. It's 5-6 new faces. Have they been schooled about it this week of training?
Yeah, look, the guys have been telling them. You know, that's, they've got some great history last year. It was last game 3, you know, game was on the line. We got some good memories of that, and so hopefully we can play that style again.
Matty Knight, mm. What's his schedule like now?
Yeah, no, he got through a practice yesterday, the first full practice, but he has to still jump some hurdles with our medical staff, so we're fingers crossed he might be back at the end of this month.
So is it, just week to week at the end of the week?
Yeah, well, look, he has to get ticked off. This is the first time he's practiced in 5 weeks, so we just have to wait what the medical staff say, and hopefully we'll be back sooner than later.
What kind of a difference do you make out there? Jamil's energy has been a big plus for you over the first few games, having Matty alongside him, what about that?
Yeah, look, I can't wait for that. And just his presence out on the training court, his leadership, his rebounding is something we can really do with. So hopefully he gets through, training for the next couple of weeks and be ready to go.
And what's going to be the secret against the Breakers?
I can't tell you that. You've got to come and watch.